First call.
I can edit it.
All right, so welcome. Today we're diving deep into Childish Gambino's newest single, This Is America. So what we're going to be doing today is pretty much deciphering the song and what it's about, the symbols. That was intense.
Heavy stuff right from the get-go. And it's kind of crazy because it starts off so happy.
Right? Start off, I feel like the way you were singing represent more than just the video. Like, it have something else to do with something. Like, I don't know if it have to go back to the slavery days or what, but yeah, sound like a group of people just singing happily.
And then he's got go away. At the, what is that even called? At like the very beginning of the song.
The very beginning?
Because it's like an intro, I guess, but.
The intro to the song?
Yeah. Choir.
Intro choir.
So, and then they get into, we just want a party, just for you. We just want the money. Money just for you.
Who is you?
I guess all of us. This is America, so.
Is he saying that they putting us at work for them? We just.
I feel like he's trying to show, like, the way we view, or not view, but like our values.
Okay.
Like. We're always only trying to have fun and, like, promote. Like that seems to be most rap, is, like, drugs and parties and girls. Okay. And then getting money is, grinding and hustling, like, is, a huge part of how America, like, wants us to be living our lives. So, like, it's part of...
I feel like with entertainment, what he's trying to say is that people, they prescribe themselves to be this type of a way, but they're really not. So he's like calling out people on their bull.
And then, I'm sure most people have seen the video by now, but the way he walks up and the movements that he's doing, I don't know what.
It says that most people say. He's like representing John Crow, the dance that
caricature at the end. So it's very, very interesting how many different things music can bring together, and like how many different interpretations it can bring. But let's keep it going.
Yeah.
After the gunshot. Alright, so I guess we should bring up right after the gunshot, the body slumps, hits the ground, and then somebody runs up with a red, like, cloth to very carefully take the gun away. But then the dude just sort of gets dragged off to the side without any care. So.
What do you think you mean by "This is America"? They catch you slipping. Don't catch you slipping. That little line. Who are they?
What do you mean they?
They who? It could be anybody.
It is.
And if you look in the video, it looked like there's a cop running. There's like a black guy
chasing a cop,
not the cop chasing the black guy.
So maybe this is a message for like the people to try and get their power back, because...
So you think he's trying to promote something?
Get us to sort of change our ways.
Or is he trying to say we need to start fighting back the cops, or...
I don't know. That's, I didn't even realize that that is definitely like dude in a uniform and then...
Yeah.
More of a don't catch you slipping up. Civilian. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah. All right. This is also, it's hitting me kind of hard right now. Like, the depth of what he's talking about and the issues, but also how, like, the song still bumps. You know, like it's still like something.
Oh, you got a modern feature to it, yeah.
But it's like much. It's like you. It's weird because like you, I'm enjoying the music,
but
what
same
he's
time.
Talking about, it's a issue. Mm-hmm. Like it's something like that's sort of. I feel like that's why it's such a hit.
I definitely understand what he's trying to say when he said, guns in our area. You think that's like a problem for Americans today?
Huge issue. It just happened again, another school shooting. Like, it seems to be more frequent now. It seems like...
It's an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we don't look at gun control the same as we did, like, what, 2 months ago? Like... There's been so much countless shooting, and then they rarely ever bring it up now. So.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man, I have a lot of views on what we should actually do with guns in order to get them off the streets, but...
Gun control is an issue, but...
Because of the Constitution, and like it's a...
You mean politicians?
A right... Well, yeah, the politicians, because they say, oh, it's a part of the Constitution, like, you can't take away what our founding fathers said we could use to protect us. And it's kind of strange, because it's the government, like, we were supposed to be able to have guns to protect us from the government, but it seems to have, like, gotten switched around now, but let's, keep on jamming. Yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Damn, this definitely reminds us of one tragic incident that happened a while back. I think you know what that represents, right?
Charleston?
Yep. In Charleston, when that one kid, well, I don't know why he did what he did, but he had pride with them and he prayed and sang, and then he left one of them alive, I'm sure, right?
I just heard about it. I didn't actually see the story, or not, but the coverage on it.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, like, nobody even remembered this stuff that happened.
And then we just move on.
Yeah, exactly. How we just move past, like, that, without a word. Isn't that kid facing the death penalty or something like that?
To be honest, I'd have to look it up.
What's your pick on this?
Makes me sad, to be honest, that we've created these types of machines to do this to one another, and that we can't see why. Like, I don't see why we haven't figured out a better way to resolve issues between anybody. Like we're all human beings, so it trips me up why we can't just be nice to one another. But there's a lot of different types of people out there who have grown up in an insane amount of different situations. And
it's not even the people per se. It's mainly politicians. If they could come together and set one simple rule about gun control, there could be countless lives could be saved.
Yeah, that's because that's what they do in Europe and stuff.
Yeah,
they just ban guns. And nobody gets killed by guns.
But then again, nobody want to really open up the Constitution, because if you open it, you could always go back in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they don't want to tamper with it or anything.
Which also makes no sense to me, because like it's hundreds of years old, and times obviously continue to change, and like we develop new ways
mm-hmm.
of viewing the world around us. So I don't see why we can't update the way the government works, but
they definitely don't want to update it. It's all about money, making money.
As Childish Gambino is enlightening us.
Right?
This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted.
Also,
chaos.
Complete chaos. And then the dancing that they're doing and like the group that he's got behind them, I think he's trying to portray himself as some sort of
savior.
Yeah, so because like all the chaos is going on, people are getting messed up behind him, but
he saw that one guy that fell off the he fell off the roof.
Mm.
And then you see the cops running past, like, where are they running to? Let's just see.
I'm gonna get you. I'm so pretty. Yeah. I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sully. That's a tool. Yeah.
You remember in a video how you saw the guy chasing the cop, right?
Mm.
If you look clearly, if you look close, like in the background, you clearly see the guy, like the cops chasing back the guy right across.
Well, did you hear what he just said?
What was that?
The lyrics.
I'm so pretty?
This is Selly. After that. Yeah. This is Selly. That's a tool. So, there's like, the chaos is going on, and then it pans up to a bunch of people chilling on a ledge, just completely zoned into their phones, not paying attention to what's going on around them. So,
to me, they look like they're kids. Like, he's saying the upcoming generation, we're not aware of what's going on around us. So we should definitely start waking up and
stop being used by the tools we should be using.
Yep.
And I think there's also like a double entendre, because a celly could be like a prison block, and it's
yeah.
a tool to keep us like
celly, cell phone, cell, prison jail.
Stuck in.
My Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that. Yeah. Ooh, get it. Yeah. Yeah. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on what hopper. Whoa. They gonna find you that hopper. Black.
Alright. So,
100 band, 100 band, 100 band.
Contraband.
So, 100 band, 100 band. Get you some contraband. He's definitely trying to show us something there.
Good way to make money.
Good way to make money. He's saying people gotta make their money somehow by anything, but the main one is contraband.
There's also the white horse and the hooded man that rode
that's
back
that.
In the background, so maybe he's trying to say that it's actually a really bad way is we making money, and it's gonna be, cause.
And you constantly keep seeing the cops in the background running back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, we really are. It's like a constant war between the good and the bad, but there's not even really any such thing as good and bad because it's based on the it's subjective perspective. So it's all on the individual's view, and no two individual views are gonna be exactly alike.
Yeah, you're right.
And now it's the end of the song, everybody scatters after they're gonna find you like blocka. Blau. So that's
a gunshot.
Is he killing off like every, I don't know. But then he just sort of stands there for a while.
And get a blunt. You gonna pull it out of his pocket.
Can always rely on a good old split to bring you back to the good vibes. So in that scene, he's dancing on a bunch of really old American cars.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interpretations that I saw from a different video was that that represents, like, America's inability to really move forward and keep up with the times and, like, how the world changes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty, like, we're always the last to, like, even
be aware of certain things.
Yeah, and because the rest of the world has pretty much decentralized. Nah, it's like made weed not illegal.
Okay.
Because it has like natural medicinal benefits if regulated properly and stuff like that. And plus, like with racism and even like our schooling systems and just like all the shootings that continue to happen, like what is it that's holding us back?
And that's a way to hold us back. I feel like without them putting a legit law in it saying you could sell it, and majority of the world do it, so it's like maybe we're just gonna keep this to hold them down. I mean, everybody smoke weed, but why is it being enforced so much in black communities?
I wish I knew. Which might be what the final scene is sort of
him
trying to show us to. He's trying to run away from what's holding us back. And he looks terrifying.
Good acting.
Extremely. Very, very talented man, for sure.
A lot of people said that last part with him running shows similarities between Get Out, that movie,
mm-hmm.
when he was running. Like, he's trying to get out of something, but we just don't know it yet. I feel like there's more to it. It's not completed. Like, there's more. There's that more scene to it. Because I know you've seen Ceza,
mm-hmm.
the singer. I feel like she have another verse to add on to it, and we should be prepared for something else.
Word?
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I sure. hope I'm correct. I'm not sure.
I got chills from that, so maybe, like, that's a sign from the universe that it's gonna come true.
Let's just hope there's another part to
she
it.
She had to be there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. There was other,
and
artists.
It seems like a cliffhanger. You
know? Yeah.
So, what other artists?
There's 21 Savage, Quavo. There's a lot more people in it, or he's just putting them in there to, like, say, this verse is for you.
Oh.
Young
so,
Thug.
Like, were they doing the ad-libs?
Yeah.
Oh, what
Okay. He could either be calling them out, or he's like telling them, you are a cause, you're the reason for this. So we definitely don't know yet. We just gotta hold our seats and be prepared for the next round.
How long was this project supposed to be? I feel like we've gone way over.
I think 5-10 minutes.
20 minutes in. We might have to
do a part two.
Come back to this. Yeah.
All right.
Continue dissecting it at a later date. But that was a lot of fun.
All right. That was good. I'm here with Marcus again. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
No problem.
And yeah, let's see how well we did.
This is America. Peace.
Catch you slipping up.